This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. At least 11 Americans are among the dead after surprise attacks on Israel by the Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas started an all-out war over the weekend. Since then, Israeli forces have been battling the terrorists. The White House announced President Biden will deliver remarks on the attack today at 1 p.m. Eastern. President Biden has been interviewed by the special counsel leading an investigation into the handling of classified documents. In a statement, the White House said the interview was conducted at the White House Sunday and Monday. Special counsel Robert Hur was appointed earlier this year after classified documents from Biden's time as vice president were found at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., and in his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware, in a garage. Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd announced yesterday he is dropping out of the GOP presidential race. He said it's become clear to him that the time has come to suspend his campaign. Hurd is now giving his support to former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, saying he believes she is the best person in the race to navigate challenges the country faces. Presidential candidate Donald Trump remains by far the frontrunner to earn the Republican nomination. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing yesterday, described as an effort to stabilize the fragile relationship. Two transgender women will be in this year's Miss Universe competition. 28-year-old Marina Machete was the first transgender woman to win Miss Portugal last week. The other contestant, 22-year-old Ricky Valerie, was the first trans woman to be crowned Miss Netherlands. Machete and Valerie seem to be the only transgender contestants. The 72nd edition of the Miss Universe pageant will be broadcast from El Salvador on November 18th. Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democrat presidential candidate, but after what he describes as being snubbed by the DNC, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Dave Collins has more.
Addressing his supporters in Philadelphia, Kennedy Jr. revealed his decision to switch parties.
The country is sitting on top now of a powder keg. Americans are angry at being left out, left behind, swindled, and belittled by a smug elite that has rigged the system in its favor.
He launched his campaign against President Biden in the spring, expressing his desire to remain unaligned and free from partisanship at the age of 69.
The CDC is reporting that long COVID is rare among children. A survey by the National Center for Health Statistics shows just over 1% of children had long COVID in 2022, and now only half of a percent has it. Reported symptoms of long COVID include changes in mental health, fatigue, and neurological damage. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen is ordering all U.S. and Nebraska flags be flown at half-staff in honor of the victims of the Hamas attacks in Israel. The flags will remain at half-staff until sunset on Thursday. Pillen is among the Nebraska state officials who have condemned the deadly attacks. In Taiwan, today is Double 10 Day, the anniversary of the Wuchang Uprising in China. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Edward Dowd is with us, author of Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022. Edward, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Bill. Great to be here.
Hey, let's talk about, a topic. I know you've discussed this with other people. Anything that has to do with COVID, there has been, a clear, conditional response by social media and other outlets to tamp down this information that is staring us straight in the face. And I, like you, I'm rather disgusted by it because it is dumbing down the people. It is keeping us from having true informed consent when it comes to healthcare.
Absolutely. This whole fraud has been perpetrated through propaganda efforts and censorship. And censorship kills, unfortunately, because the numbers I'm going to talk about with you today are horrendous.
Mm-hmm. Now, what drew you to this, Edward?
Well, I'm a finance guy. I was in the fixed income markets, first part of my career, then the equity markets, and analyzed stocks trends and try to pick trends in stocks before everybody else was onto them. So, I analyze numbers and data and pick up signals. And I apply that skill to what's going on with excess death, disability, and injury. And we have a problem, Houston. The numbers are insane, and young folks are dying that shouldn't be dying. We have a problem in the workforce due to the mandates. I can prove statistically that the employed population has had worse excess death and disability in 21, 22, and continues in 23. And the question is why, because that's never happened before historically. I blame the vaccines, and if there's anybody else with a better thesis, have at it, but I've yet to hear one that makes any sense to me.
Well, when you use a little bit of critical thinking and you consider, okay, what was happening before 2021 or 2022, you're an analyst, you're a numbers guy, I've been a business guy all my life. I'm always looking at trends in businesses and, I'm particularly noting when they go up and when they go down, and I want to know what's the causal relationship.
Yeah, so in 2020, we had 500,000 Americans die excessively, meaning above normal trend lines. And that was mostly old people with comorbidities. And you could also make the argument now that we have some history behind us that it was due to the suppression of early treatment, not so much COVID and ventilation and remdesivir. So there's a whole host of deaths that happened in 2020, but mostly old. Then 2022, same number, 500,000 Americans. But we had what we call a mix shift. You're a businessman. You know what that is. Mm-hmm. A mix shift is when the characteristic of that 500,000 shifts, and it went from mostly old to mostly young. And so riddle me this, Batman. You have a miracle vaccine introduced, and all of a sudden young people start dying that hadn't previously died. What happened? Did the virus suddenly shift to attack young, only employed people? I would say no.
Right. And yet it's been purposeful by the NIH, government entities, the government at large, to suppress this information in order to protect, it would seem, Big Pharma and, you know, and what has been perpetrated upon the people. I mean, we're realizing now with the exposure of some emails and other things that, boy, there's a lot of liability hanging in the balance here. But, of course, Big Pharma's hiding behind an emergency authorization use, which kind of gives them a get out of jail card.
Yeah, unless we can prove there was fraud in the actual clinical trials, which I think there's going to be. I mean, we analyzed the clinical trial data that we could get our hands on. Mind you, they wanted to hide it for 75 years, but through FOIA requests and lawsuits, we got some of that download. We analyzed it, and there was enough of a safety signal in the 2 months of blinded studies that they should have stopped the trial, but they didn't. I mean, the what we saw in the trial is occurring in the population at large. This is a joke.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's hard to deny the empirical evidence, the numbers. I mean, you've got, you know, an increasing number of young people. As you said, there was this shift that took place, you know, first started with older people with comorbidities, and now all of a sudden you've got a spike in healthy young Americans.
Yeah. One of the biggest smoking guns for me was not even our data. We produce a lot of data at Finance Technologies, but it was the Society of Actuaries. They saw 40% excess claims in this what's called group life subset of their business. Group life policies are those given out to any employee at Fortune 500 or mid-sized company. It's usually a freebie benefit. You get it. And to get the death benefit, you need to be employed at the time. The joke is, you know, young people aren't expected to die, and these are the healthiest people that they're insuring because they have access to the best health care. They've proven in studies that this is the case. Prior to COVID, this group of individuals, 25 to 64, died at one-third the mortality rate in any given year of the general U.S. population. Well, in 2021, they had 40%, and the general U.S. population had 32. So what happened? All of a sudden, the most healthy amongst us are dying more excessively than the general U.S. population. And then it gets even worse. If you look at it on a quarter-by-quarter basis, the millennials, 25 through 44, saw 84% excess mortality in the third quarter. They were running at 30%, then they shot up to 84% in a very short time frame. I call that an event. What was that event? It's called job mandates and vaccine mandates. So, that, you know, if you're a millennial, you know, and you're 35, and you had heard previously that COVID only kills old people that are, you know, got all these comorbidities. You're not going to get a vaccine because you're lazy and you're young and you don't care. Well, guess what? Then you get the email, oh, you take this or lose your job.
Exactly.
Well, that's why they spiked, because they were forced to do it. It was an event.
Wow. This is just incredible. And I got to imagine, Edward, as you are realizing the truth of all this, this had to grieve you.
Yeah, I go through waves of mild sadness, and I wouldn't call it depression, but, you know, I go through months of feeling okay, and then we find out more data, and the trends are not slowing. That's the problem. So it gets me concerned because, you know, I'm a finance guy. We study economics. Long term, the economic impacts are devastating. We have a whole new class of disabled we have to take care of. We have injured people missing work all the time because their immune systems are blown up. The dead, while tragic, are not great in number, but that's going to change over time. So if this continues unabated and we don't, you know, have a come to Jesus moment, everybody talks about this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have a glacially moving Mad Max scenario where everything breaks down. There just aren't enough people to do stuff.
Well, you can't afford to lose this important demographic with these kind of numbers. I mean, as you say, you look at the forecast and you start losing people in this critical age group. What is that going to say for the next generation?
Well, let's go through some numbers. We've got 100 million full-time employed Americans out of the 330. I figure we've lost 2% of the workforce, 3% of the workforce due to disability and death. We're at 97%. Then we have a whole other 26% that are constantly sick. So we've got about 30% of the workforce that is being affected. And those who are injured, meaning missing work and chronically sick, their future supply for eventually disabled or dead. So you just, you know, you forecast us out 5 years, we got problems.
Yeah. We're talking with Edward Dowd, author of Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022. We'll go to quick break. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back, America. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Edward Dowd continues, author of Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022. He's currently a founding partner of Finance Technologies, a global macro alternative investment firm. Edward has worked on Wall Street most of his career, spanning both credit markets and equity markets. Some of the firms he worked for included HSBC, Donaldson, Lufkin, and Jenrette, and Independence Investments. Edward, as you have, you know, drilled down into this, I mean, you feel like, where are you in terms of discernment and really having a handle on these numbers? Do you feel like you're 50% through understanding what went on, or are we at 60, 70%? Where are we in this?
Well, I'm 150 to 200% convicted it's the vaccine that caused these numbers to change. My biggest problem and concern is that there seems to be still a denial of what's going on from the health authorities, our politicians, and the media. But the good news is word of mouth seems to be spreading. Booster uptake is down. But until we have a kind of a national reconciliation, doctors are still going to see someone, not understand they're vaccine injured, and treat the symptom rather than the cause, which is the spike protein. So we need to fix this. If we don't, we got problems in 5 years.
I got to tell you, I had a couple of surgeries here recently, and the thought came to mind, Edward, that because one of the questions they ask you is, have you been vaccinated? I chose not to be vaccinated. I chose to believe in my immune system, even though I'm in the vulnerable years, and I even have a suspicious immune system, so to speak, without having an appendix or tonsils. So what I did was, you know, I had a holistic approach, and I fortified my immune system. And when I did come in contact and tested positive with COVID, I did so with natural supplementation and advice of my doctor. And I had no extraordinary event. It was like a mild cold. That was it. And meanwhile, for almost 2 years, I have monitored my T cell immune markings. And they're strong as ever, which countered what Dr. Fauci had said. If you remember, he had told everybody natural immunity was only good for a couple of months. Well, I can tell you, mine is 2 years plus, and it bothers me. Now, I don't know where he came up with this finger in the air theory that maybe it was 2 months, because for me, I'm proving that he was not very forthright.
Yeah, that was a complete lie, it turns out. Natural immunity lasts a lot longer. And I've heard it described by a doctor. So when you get the COVID vaccine, it only goes after one little part of the COVID virus. Mm-hmm. As opposed to natural immunity, it creates a whole blockchain of proteins that then, when the next variant comes, it already has 90% of it ready to go.
Exactly.
So that, it remembers. Our bodies remember these things.
Right.
We are God-given human life beings with a natural immune system that if we just take care of ourselves and align everything properly, we can live a long time.
Now, I'm not a doctor nor a scientist, but my critical thinking would tell me that when you interfere with the natural immune system, what unintended consequences down the road are you creating? For example, you know, the pharmacist early on, Dr. Fauci included, insisted that mRNA, you know, early on, the scientist and expert said, this is going to modify your DNA. They said, oh, no, it's not whatsoever. Now we're finding out, in fact, that that's what the mod RNA is all about. It does modify your DNA. Another big lie that they've thrown upon us, and God only knows, you know, what kind of impact down the road this could have.
Well, let's just go back. Before they authorized the vaccine, there was a company that's now distributing the vaccine called Moderna.
Yes.
Moderna never had a product on the market approved, and they were the ones looking at this technology quite extensively. This product had never been tested on humans thoroughly. It was a 28-day clinical trial, and it was very bizarre because in the animal studies, they didn't do so well. They died. So here we are launching this new novel experimental technology into the human population after a 28-day clinical trial that they then declared victory and moved on. It's kind of a joke, and when we look back on this, there's going to be a lot of people who have to answer for this. We're also finding out, apparently, Kevin McKiernan, who's a scientist in Boston, has discovered that there's DNA contamination, in the manufacturing process. And that there was kind of a bait and switch. The clinical trials were based on, the laboratory mRNA, then when they scaled it up to billions of doses, there was a problem. Mm-hmm. So here we are. We got the platform doesn't work, and we got contamination.
Unbelievable. You know, going back to the numbers that you broke down earlier, Ed, I want you to help our audience understand. You said, you know, we had a 40% increase in deaths, which is, you know, earth shattering. And you said even a 10% increase in excess deaths would have been a 1 in 200 year event. But this was four times the number, 40%.
Yeah, that's actually not even my quote. That's a quote from an insurance CEO, Scott Davison of One America. Mm-hmm. He said in January of 2022 that quote, and you know he said a 10% increase is once in a 200-year flood or three standard deviations. Let me give you your audience an understanding of what that means. In finance, a three standard deviation event is a rare event. It's a probability. Mm-hmm. It's all it is. Around normal. Well, 10% is three standard deviations above normal, and that happens 0.3% of the time. A 3.8 standard deviation event is the chance of lightning hitting you at least once in your lifetime. Think about that.
Yeah, right.
And the 40% is off the charts. Let's make up a number. That's over 10 standard deviations. So this is not normal, and the fact that people aren't screaming from the rafters just boggles my mind.
Well, you know, because of, you know, we trusted doctors. We trusted medicine. We really, you know, since Obamacare, when government came in, Edward, they have really obliterated and I would say violated, historic traditional medical practices to such a degree that it has left, Americans vulnerable. And part of it, and I probably sometimes can go into the conspiratorial range because I know there is a sentiment that's well documented of people believing that the world is too populated, that they believe in their own understanding that there's no way the world should be able to sustain 8 billion people. So culling the herd is no big deal for them. They think that that should happen naturally. And now you speak of actuaries and predictions. They're talking not too many years down the road at the current growth, we could be at 12 billion. If they're already hysterical now, what are they going to do when it's 12 billion people?
Well, it's not going to be 12. If these trends that I see continue, we haven't analyzed birth rates, but those seem to be going lower as well.
Right.
We'll eventually get a handle on that. So the numbers, if they continue at their current trend rates and projections, let's forget whether this was a plan or not. I wasn't in the room. We have a de facto population event occurring right now.
Right. Exactly. Well, we've got about a minute left, Edward, and I cannot thank you enough, you know, for the book, for coming on and speaking truth to power and really educating the audience. And as I share with them constantly, I said, look, don't just take our word for it. Hopefully what we've done is motivated you to the point to do your own research and own your own knowledge. With 40 seconds left, I'm going to give you a chance to, you know, summarize and then tell people how they can get their hands on your book, Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022.
The book is a marriage of two things, anecdotal stories and beautiful young people dying with hard, cold data. And it's written like a Wall Street research report. It's just data. And what I've heard from people who buy it is they give it to their loved ones who aren't convinced, and sometimes it flips them.
Edward Dowd, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the insight and all the information. Take care.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
USA News Update. At least 11 Americans are among the dead after surprise attacks on Israel by the Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas started an all-out war over the weekend. Since then, Israeli forces have been battling the terrorists. The White House announced President Biden will deliver remarks on the attack today at 1 p.m. Eastern. President Biden has been interviewed by the special counsel leading an investigation into the handling of classified documents. In a statement, the White House said the interview was conducted at the White House Sunday and Monday. Special counsel Robert Hur was appointed earlier this year after classified documents from Biden's time as vice president were found at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., and in his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware, in a garage. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing yesterday, described as an effort to stabilize the fragile relationship. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Al Parada, yes, the managing editor of Stream.org. Mr. Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Okay, how are you doing today?
Well, like you, praying for the peace of Jerusalem. What happened there on the day of joy? It was the joy of the Torah and 50 years from the Yom Kippur War. I mean, when you have dates like that, Al, lining up, you know God's hand is on this. And, the details are yet to be played out. Hamas and there are others. I mean, I just saw a rally in Australia where those were, the Arabs were there shouting against Israel and death to the Israelis and all kinds of language, not very nice. This is interesting that, and I think it's interesting also that the international community, for the most part, has, except for the obvious players, are backing the sovereignty of Israel and their right to defend themselves.
Yeah, you hope. You hope there'll be international rights of fury and that it will be acted upon, but it's not like the UN is jumping out and like condemning Hamas.
No, the obvious ones, you're not. You know, Iran's not going to condemn Hamas. You know, even Turkey, which has their fingers, they don't know what side to be on. You expect the players that, really reveal themselves. And that's the thing. You just watch the responses, and the responses or no responses tell you a lot that you should be aware of when it comes to Israel.
Yeah, but then you see, thousands in New York, pro-Palestinian rallies in support and celebration of the beheading of children. Okay, we're dealing with some stuff here. We're dealing with some,
This is total evil. Al, you know, I saw a video of a gal that was in the back of an SUV, and she's being drug away and put in the back seat of the car, and you could tell that she had been horrendously and horrifically violated. I mean, you see something like that, and you go, that's just one. How many others in the back rooms of confinement, women like this? And she looked at that age of that would have been, you know, part of the group of people that were participating in that festival down there in southern Israel, you know, close to the Gaza border. And where they murdered, you know, gunmen went into that festival and they murdered over 250 people. I mean, how do you extract any kind of semblance of reason and compassion for Hamas?
None. Oh, well, I don't. Maybe we should call up Rashida Tlaib find out how she does that. She's still waving a Palestinian flag outside her office.
I know. Amazing, huh?
It is amazing, and it's harrowing because you sit there and, you know, I don't know if you've been to the Holocaust Museum in D.C. Mm-hmm. You sit there and go, how in the world does this happen? And then you go, well, here we are doing it again.
This is the same
desire to exterminate the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back, we were talking about this earlier, Al, the ancient hatred that has gone on, I mean, for thousands of years, ancient hatred against the Jews. This is how it happens. The indoctrination of young Arab children in these madrasas, you know, they're raised in such a way which, you know, when you look at how they've been indoctrinated, not much different than the kids of today here in America. And, you know, the misinformation, the lies that have been perpetuated, people are led to believe the unbelievable. See, and this is how you end up with a president like we got today, is that it doesn't make sense. But if you are conditioned by law, by lies, and the truth is squashed, you know, this is how you end up here. And this is a temporary stay here right now. I mean, it can get worse, and people don't realize how worse it can get. Well, take a look at what's happening down there in the Gaza, and maybe this will give you a little preview of, you know, of coming attractions. Because, oh, that's right, our southern border is wide open. We've got 160 countries who have violated our border. We've got terrorists, known terrorists have come into the country, and we're counting on Mayorkas to stave off the terror. Really?
No. No, we are so vulnerable. People have no idea. People have no idea. I mean, this was something that was freaking me out for years. So I used to work for a counterterrorism expert, and this was back after 9/11. And back then we were vulnerable, just and kind of ignorant of how much, like for example, Hezbollah was building up agents in the U.S. years ago. And now it's just out there are camps in Mexico, you know, right across the border.
Right.
And you had Hezbollah letting, combining with the cartels during the Obama years to run drugs into the U.S., and Obama stopped the investigation into it to appease Iran. So we know the cartels are running the border now. There's still a partnership with Hezbollah. It's not just drugs they're smuggling in.
Yes, exactly.
not to bring like gloom and doom, but folks, we got to get ready. We got to be prepared for the fact that we will see that. Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily gloom and doom. It's reality, Al. This is where we are. I mean, you know, the people of Israel, they know, you know, they just like, you know, the Arabs, the way they're conditioned, the children, the citizens of Israel know that they're in a combat zone constantly.
Yeah.
It ebbs, it flows. Right now, it's flowing harshly. And Benjamin Netanyahu came out right away. He didn't hesitate whatsoever. I think Joe Biden would still be trying to figure out, well, do we declare war or not declare war, whatever. Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, within hours, declared war on, you know, on Hamas, and said they're going into Gaza. And of course, we're talking with one of the generals, General Amir Avivi, yesterday. And you know, you're talking urban warfare. And Al, you know from your reporting and your experience in interviewing, you know, military people who have participated in urban warfare, that's hand to hand stuff. This is down and dirty stuff, and you know that what's going to happen is the rebels there, Hamas terrorists, are going to panic, and they're going to kill people en masse. They're going to kill some of these hostages. They're going to hold some of them back because Joe Biden did demonstrate, and I think we've got something, supposedly, a dozen American citizens. I got to tell you, if I was an American citizen, I wouldn't be admitting it. I wouldn't be saying I'm an American citizen, because that's, you know, there's no guarantee there.
Yeah, the price has been set. Yeah, it's going to be very ugly, and I think one thing that, you know, the terrorists have always used is the propaganda, the PR of like the Israeli response, using the Israeli response and the devastation, you know, the devastation that causes, using it as a propaganda tool against Israel. I think this is different.
Yes.
Because I think Israel's not going to care.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And the outrage, the international outrage, is such is that it's probably running 90-10 in support of Netanyahu just leveling and going scorched earth on the Gaza.
Yeah. So it's really the extermination of Hamas. It certainly is.
Well, yeah, and the thing is that, and of course, what they're trying to do is talk about, you know, the Palestinians and how many Palestinians are there. Well, the fact of the matter is, according to the general, he said a lot of the Palestinians have already left the Gaza because it was so oppressive. I mean, who wants to be in a dark, you know, oppressive form of government, which is what Hamas is? And so the Palestinians, they snuck out the back door long ago, and they're in Egypt. Got to go to break. More from Al Parada after this.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and from the stream, stream.org, the managing editor, the one and only Al Parada, is with us. Al, the Israeli Defense Minister, Gallant, has approved, in quotes, a complete siege of the Gaza Strip. And so, Israel doing what they do best, they called up, just short of 400,000 reservists. And they're to the ready. I mean, this is the biggest mobilization of reservists ever in the history of Israel. So they're not going there to, play patty cakes. I mean, this is going to be aggressive in typical Israeli, combative style, right?
Yeah. And I think, bring up hundreds of thousands of reserves, you're also sending a message to all the other people in the region, don't get involved. You don't want anyone else involved in this. Like, mm-hmm. Stay out of it. Don't join in with, Hamas on this, because we're not messing around. And I think that message is clear, and it's mm-hmm. very, very clear. And the question is, do they push it? Do people does Iran push it? Hezbollah get involved from Lebanon?
Well, Hezbollah fired a couple rockets, and they found out real quick they didn't want to do that. It's like, no, let's not do that anymore, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. Is it going to expand? And mm-hmm. what are the Arab nations going to do? Is Saudi Arabia going to take the bait? Half of it, a lot of it has to do with trying to sabotage the Saudi-Israeli relations, which are getting close
exactly.
to a deal. So it's thought to say, I know they kind of came out and blamed Israel, of course, but I mean, are they going to take the bait? Are they going to actually work on the side of Israel, even if it's quietly? That's the key. I mean, hopefully they don't take the bait, and which would be an amazing thing for the world.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is like I told people, Al, I was talking with Jonathan Kahn, because when I realized this was the 50th year anniversary of the Yom Kippur Wars, God's math and his dealing with numbers is quite obvious. And so here it is. I mean, 50 years is that mystery of
of Jubilee where things return as they should be, and that this is a manifestation of that mystery that is playing out before us right now. I know a lot of people are looking at this from, you know, outside of their biblical awareness, if they have any whatsoever, but understanding that, you know, this isn't by happenstance. I mean, of all the things that are being orchestrated by man around the world, God is demonstrating clearly that his hand is still upon all things that happen on this planet and in the affairs of man, but especially this. And, you know, and I'm curious and see what you think about this, Al, is that maybe this move, yes, it was to disrupt the Abraham Accords and how, you know, the Sunni Saudis were, you know, cozying up and coming into an agreement for peace with Israel. And Iran didn't like that. Of course, Iran is Shia. So you've got that. That's the Hatfields and the McCoys and the Arab nations. OK, and people need to understand that. So you got that dynamic in play. This has been going on for thousands of years. All right. This isn't something that just happened. So so they're upset about that. But the other thing that comes to mind, Al, and I wanted to get your read on this, is that this could be a bit of deflection. Is that we know that Iran here, they just got $6 billion. I think was it one of the Trump officials over the weekend said that $6 billion actually, when you consider the sanctions that were lifted, that Joe Biden lifted and everything, that probably adds up to about actually $60 billion in cash flow and in revenue to Iran. So even though it's not necessarily directly in their bank, it's soon and coming soon, and this kind of emboldened them. But the thing is that with that all lined up, how close is Iran to going nuclear? And maybe this is a bit of deflection, that maybe they're close enough that they want to keep Israel's eyes in the south and not, you know, they've been running some sorties there in Iran to disrupt their nuclear ambitions. But we know that there have been plans for a long time for Israel to go and do an all-out concerted attack on their nuclear facilities.
Yeah. That's the wild card. How close is Iran to actually having a weapon and the ability to deliver it? And,
yeah.
And so that's the question. Are they there? And this is sort of basically an Armageddon.
Yeah.
Or,
well,
that's the goal, obviously. But is it, or that's the, you know, you hope we're not getting there. But obviously, Iran was involved in this. And if you're declaring war against Hamas, and Hamas is just a puppet of some other, of Iran,
mm-hmm.
then how Israel, does Israel consider itself in a state of war with Iran? In which case, going after the nuclear facility would make sense. And the question is what the U.S. reaction would be, because, you know, there's stories from the Obama years of when they,
exactly,
you know, basically inhibited their, Israel from taking care of business.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Well, and the other thing, too, Al, is that the crown prince was eager to make this deal with Israel in order to avoid going nuclear. But as he said quite clearly in the interview, he says, look, if Iran goes nuclear, we've got to go nuclear. Right?
Yeah.
So now you got a nuclear arms race, because it's not going to just stop with Saudi Arabia, is it?
No. No, but there's two big players, obviously, over there. And that's why Saudi Arabia's move, what they do in this, is something so crucial to watch.
Yeah.
You know, are they going to back the Palestinians and Hamas, basically, or are they going to back Israel?
I think now what I'm seeing and understanding here, you know, the Palestinians are kind of being roped into Hamas and all this Israeli ancient hatred and that. I think there's a good number of Palestinians that aren't buying into the PLO, you know, dogma that Arafat had, had demonstrated and had pronounced that anybody that would make any deal whatsoever with Israel, any Palestinian, that was less than 100%, which was Israel being gone, well, then there's no negotiation. Well, you know, for America to think that somehow we're going to negotiate and orchestrate a negotiation with two people where one wants the other one dead, full stop, there's no what are you negotiating? Your funeral?
There's no negotiating with Iran. And that was always
Iran or the Palestinians. You see, but not all Palestinians are there, obviously, because there were Palestinians in the Gaza, and because Hamas was running the government like a bunch of totalitarian idiots, the Palestinians slipped out the back door. And so they're in Egypt. They escaped. They migrated to Egypt. So, you know, all that being said, I believe there's some Palestinians that have their head on straight and just want to, you know, like when you go to Israel, there are Arabs that go in and out of Israel. They're peaceful. They work. They have businesses. It's no problem. You know, they're able to provide for their families. But then when you get these idiots to come in with their intifadas and start knifing up people, that's a different story. But, you know, it's not all Palestinians, but they want to, you know, group them all together. You know, the radicals are radicals, just like here in America. You know, they're radicals and they deserve their punishment. Most people, you know, they just want to, you know, work hard, provide for their families, enjoy life, be able to celebrate the holidays. I mean, what a terrible hope that you would have for your family, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, another thing to keep an eye on. What is the, you know, feeling on the street in the Arab world? What percentage are, like, you know, approve what happened, and how many condemn it?
But they're compelled. But they're compelled like we're compelled here in America. This is why we're so divided. Some people can't even have an opinion or own an opinion, Al, because they're castigated and canceled and spoken ill of. Or if you have a tenured position as a college professor, you know, boom, bye-bye. This is what's happening. It's kind of a soft attack on common sense and reason. And certainly a violation of our First Amendment, but this is where we are in this country. We're not that far away from these knuckleheads there in the Middle East, are we?
Oh, I mean, yeah, you see it. I mean, somebody, you know, like you see one of the Jenners, Kylie Jenner, but
yeah.
I stand with Israel, and she had to take it down because of the heat she was getting. That's America.
Yeah.
That's one of the, you know, famous celebrities in America doesn't feel safe standing up.
Right.
So, you know, that's
what
the radicals are here.
Well, you see, and this is all, I believe, it's all coming to a head, and this is all it takes. It just takes good people to fold their tents and put a lid on it and just let these radicals take over. And like all things, you know, whenever you look at revolutionaries, you know, around the world and through the history of man, it's a small percentage that, you know, it's the tail shaking the dog time and time again. Isn't it, Al Parada?
Yeah. And, we'll see who stands up this time. We'll see who stands up for it.
Well, it has been and always will be about we the people. Those three most powerful words. Now, do you believe in the Constitution? Are you a constitutionalist, or are you just kind of fuzzy about all that stuff? That's how important it is. Al Parada, thanks for being with us.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals.
Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.